Dr. Barry Riley in here from District 87. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Good to see you, Dan.
It's good to see you, too. This guy, Colleen's in here, too. This guy is always impeccably dressed. He's what they say, put together. Isn't he?
I have about three suits, and it depends on the day of the week.
You rotate them around well.
Absolutely.
Who have you brought with you? Because I've been promoting a special guest today.
I am super excited to bring BHS drama teacher Susan Cortese. Susan has been with us for 23 years, has just done a phenomenal job with the drama program. I'm sad to see her retire at the close of this year, but if you think about the lives that she has touched over the years and how kids come back and visit, send Facebook messages, it's really clear that Susan has had a tremendous impact on many kids over the course of time. And I just think that I think the world of her. I know she works extremely hard. Those kids in the program work extremely hard. And we have a lot of respect and admiration for this lady. I'm very excited to see the next musical coming up, Legally Blonde. The productions are always top-notch, and over the years I've been amazed at not only the talent but how she develops that and helps kids get the most out of their abilities. So I couldn't say enough good things about her.
That's something that you need to see when you're an administrator. When you lead schools, you want teachers that are able to reach out and get kids and keep them not only while they're in school but after they're out of school and stay in touch with them. That's the perfect one, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when you talk about BHS Drama Club, they are like a family, and those kids are they pull for each other. They put in a lot of hours, so kids will go to school all day, and if they're in the midst of preparing for a production, they'll be there till 9-10 o'clock in the evening for many days leading up to that. And then, of course, the days where they're actually performing are just marathons. And I don't know where Susan gets the energy, but she does a fantastic job of it, and we're looking forward to seeing the next one.
I'm glad you brought her in here. Let's get some business out of the way, and then we'll talk with her. Yesterday, we had a bad snowstorm here in town, and District 87 toughed it out and stayed open. How did you come to the decision, or how does a school come to a decision on a day like that to go ahead and have school?
Well, ultimately, that falls on one set of shoulders, and those are mine. But I take a variety of factors into consideration, and one of the things that people out in the community need to understand is District 87 is about 10 square miles within the city limits of Bloomington. So we do not have the rural road issue and kids that are waiting out in big open areas where the wind is a tremendous factor. So that comes into play. I communicate with the city of Bloomington. Jim Karch has been a tremendous asset to me. I rely on him to tell me what the likelihood of getting streets cleared is. The morning yesterday was fairly challenging, especially for our elementary bus runs, because that's in between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. Before that, there was little challenges for the junior high and the high school. And then, of course, over the course of the day, it got worse. But by about 1:30 in the afternoon when I went to drive, those roads were cleared. With the exception of some neighborhoods, of course, a lot of slush back in there, so people obviously would have had to take it easy. But because those roads were cleared, it was safe travel on the way home. The only challenge that we had there were the side streets and then kids that were walking on sidewalks who had to be careful. So it's always a tough call, and I understand that there are folks out there who we'll question those decisions. It's never based on finances, which is one of the things that I hear. You want kids in attendance. February is not one of those months that really counts towards how we get school funding. But in the end, it turned out to be a day that we believe was appropriate for kids to be in school based on our circumstances. Now, that's not true for any other school district around here because they have those rural road issues to deal with.
Let's switch gears, and we'll talk to Susan a little bit more about her 23 years with District 87 as a theater teacher. It really is the kind of extracurricular activity, I think, that can be life-changing for a student. I think a lot of theater students are some of those students who need to find their people, and a lot of times they find their people in the drama club or in theater, and it can really help improve their confidence and change them, I think, as people. That has to be great for you to have experienced.
Well, thank you, Colleen. It certainly is. It's one of the things that I think connects kids to school. It's the hook that gets them there and gets them excited about all the other things they're doing there. Theater is one of those events or activities at school that they have to use their math when they get there. They have to use their history in researching the play. They have to know their technology and their science, because we're not just doing a story, but we're putting on a technical, very involved electronic show often. And it gets kids there and utilizing some of the things that they're learning. I have a lot of students who are the top of the class come in because it's a place where they can relax and express themselves and have fun during the day, because they have such intense studies. And it's a great program for them to just kind of relax and enjoy all the things they know in life and share them.
What are some of the, you know, great memories that you have over the years? Or I know this is probably a very unfair question, but are there productions that you've done that just stay with you because for whatever reason you had an unbelievably talented group of students?
Well, one that stands out in my mind is a show called King and I, and I did it very early here in Bloomington. It was the moment when I think the program came together for me, where every student on that stage was dedicated and devoted to what we were doing, and we now had a family and an agenda and a goal set in mind, and it was really magical. I have a lot of those kids that performed in that play. I have a girl who runs her own music studio where she develops talent in Texas and has had students come out of that studio. She herself has done a few things. She was on one of the programs early, I can't even remember the name of it now, but it was like The Voice or something like that. And she was one of the top 12. And from that, she went out and developed her own studio. And I have a young girl who's out in Los Angeles now who performs at area clubs there, singing and doing all kinds of things. And those kids stand out in my mind because they were my first group that were my kids there. But I've had other really phenomenal moments. I think about, you know, our big shows like Thoroughly Modern Millie, and the little girl that was in that who is now my vocal director for the show. In between shows, she's going out and performing this summer back in Montana. And I think of my kids in Hairspray in the moment where they felt connected to the story and the material, because it was so what we kind of fight for at Bloomington, of equality and getting together and being a group of people together. And I guess the moments for me that stand out the most, too, are me standing in the back of the auditorium and watching when the curtain call happens and watching the expression of their faces of the satisfaction of they did the best they could do.
And students do really blossom, I think, sometimes with theater and by being involved in theater, because in some ways, like you said, they find a way to express themselves or they find their voice, and I think it really helps build confidence, especially with students who might not be the popular student or with the in crowd.
I've had a lot of teachers come up to me and say, I never knew that that student even had that kind of talent within them. I had the band director, one of his major band people, he said, I didn't even know that girl could sing. I said, well, you know, those come from all the things that you teach, and then we're able to bring it out of her and show what she can do on stage. And, you know, those are great moments when other people or their parents. I had a mom several years ago say to me, the father had not come to see the play yet, and she said he was on a trip, and she said, you are to get home right now. You have got to see what your son is doing.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, those are great moments for me when the parents and the community and the people realize the talents within the kids that we have there.
Yeah. What advice would you give some youngster who's thinking about getting into theater? Is there kind of a consistent advice that you like to share with the kids?
I always tell them, do what your heart tells you. You can listen to a lot of other people. Go out, study, get the background, but be really well versed in what you're doing and be good to work with. If you're good to work with and you are somebody that people like to work with, they'll find ways to get you more work, and you'll do well then. You have to believe in yourself first, because it's a tough business. A lot of no's happen at the hands of theater people.
And because of people like you standing behind kids that may be just a little bit afraid to jump off into the deep end, that's why they succeed. So give yourself some credit on that too. That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When is the production coming up?
Well, Legally Blonde is March 10, 11, and 12 at 7:30 p.m. at the Bloomington High School Auditorium. And we are coming up, we're just merging the orchestra tonight with the actors, and then the technical comes in next week, so we're in the crunch, as they say.
Oh, it's a good time, though, isn't it?
It is, and it's like Barry said, we are coming up on the time when we just kind of, it's a big old marathon. They go to school, they come at 7:30 in the morning, and they go to school till 2:30, and then my tech boys go right into that auditorium and work on setting up the show, and it takes them until about 5:30 when the actors are coming in and getting ready to do, and we're there till 9 o'clock, but the parents are awesome. They come in and they feed the kids while we kind of do our wind down and our talk, and we get them out of there by 10 o'clock at night, where they often go home and study and get ready for school the next day.
Isn't that great?
It's a tough life.
Was it difficult to choose the last play because you knew it was going to be the last play?
Everybody asked me, what is your last play going to be? And I used to tease and say it was going to be Hair, because that's so inappropriate for high school. But honestly, I have to tell you, when it came down to the moment, because I kind of decided this last summer, I sat my students down in the summer. I work with most of them. And I said, you know, I know this is always, you think this should be a show that I should pick because it's about me, but this has never been about me. It's always about you. So let's decide together right now, what is it that you want to do? And they gave me a list of shows of what they wanted to do, and the number one then one they wanted to do was Legally Blonde. It resonates with them. It's a show they know. It's the music they know. It's a story that they know. It's close to their age group, and it's fun, and it's happy, and it's got a little bit of subversiveness in there. And it really, it's the story of how people see stereotypes, and they're not really what other people see them as. Elle Woods is a stereotype for the blonde bimbo, and she actually has this big heart of gold and sees the world differently than other people see it. And in the end, she's able to make a difference in somebody else's life because of that.
That's great. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Do I say that to the person who's the producer, director? Because otherwise,
listen, it's bad luck to say anything other than
okay,
break a leg.
Okay, break a leg and good luck.
You.
And congratulations on your career. Off the air, we were talking about all the kids that you have mentored, and that's beyond teaching, and you've done a great job. Just keep it up. And don't go away from school too far, right, Barry?
Oh, absolutely. She's got other things going on. The Princess Tea is a big deal that she started several years ago, and there's a whole another story that is worth people hearing. I know we don't have time for that, but I would encourage folks to come out, see the production. They're always first class, and I always get compliments from members of the community based on these productions. And I have nothing to do with them other than I get to sit back and enjoy them just like they do.
But you're always there, and that's what's important.
Oh, well, it's easy to be there when you see the results. So I'm really excited for the kids, and I'm not surprised the story about how that production came to be. Susan's always been first and foremost a teacher, and you heard some of how that came out today and how her kids are performing. So I'm excited.
Best of luck. Proud. That's what everybody is of you. And just stay in touch with everybody, okay?
I plan to, and my husband still works for the district, so I'll be around. Once a Raider, always a Raider, and I'll be a Raider.
Raider for life.
I will be a Raider
absolutely.
For life.
Absolutely. Thank you.